what happened last night?
Well, we had a lot of recognitions last night. We opened up with a little bit of a surprise recognition. Dave Glenn, co-principal of Miller Middle School, and Jeff Tice, the activities director, came and gave a special recognition to Liz Wise, one of our board directors. She was referred to as the Miller Map Mom for all the efforts, service she's provided helping them with their wrestling programs. And I think Ryan Isgrig, Jeff's son, who is our activities director, I think he also referred to her as our director of wrestling operations.
I would agree with that. Anybody that knows Liz and her hubby and, of course, Nick, her son, yeah, it's a wrestling family.
Staying with the theme of wrestling, we had a visit from Nick Wise, who was a state runner-up this year in the state wrestling championships, and Dalton Zednicek, who placed fourth. Both of them will be going on as seniors to post-secondary college next year. Nick's still undecided, but definitely wants to wrestle. And Dalton Charity is going to be headed to Iowa State University next year. We had one of our preschool teachers from Woodbury Elementary School, Melissa Mental, come before us and talk about a book that she had published that was recently featured in the Times Republican, a super neat story behind the reason why she wrote the book and the value that it's added to students' life. And we also had just a general recognition for School Social Work Week. So we had a shout out to all of our school resource specialists. I believe there's 11 across the district that help provide service to both students and their families. Woodbury also gave a school presentation, Principal Oscar Cardenas, and he was joined by his instructional coach, Mary Brown. Also, Heidi Williams, the counselor and one of the teachers, presented on the great work that's happening there. Our board had an open discussion with authors Greg Baer and Ryan Rudusky, who wrote the book, When You Wonder, You're Learning. It's Mr. Rogers' Enduring Lessons for Raising Creative, Curious, Caring Kids. We've been doing a board book study for about 3 months, finished the book at the last meeting and the discussion, and then had the pleasure of talking with the authors last night, which was really cool. Probably the biggest thing to come out of the meeting was the board approved the low credible bids as recommended by Boyd Jones for the Miller Middle School project. I believe there were 25 bid packages that went out in this round. Two of the bid packages didn't receive bids, so we were already back out to get bids on those two packages. One was with waterproofing, and the other was for theater equipment for the auditorium. But everything else, there were a number of local bidders, which is super cool to have them involved. And there's a number of non-local bidders who have Marshalltown connections from what was found out through some of the follow-up discussions. So that's really cool, too. So we're getting really close to getting that project off the ground, and it's going to give us something to talk about for the next 3 years.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Speaking of Miller Middle School and the auditorium, the theater there, it is a historic theater. I love it. Absolutely love it. It needs some sprucing up. There's no doubt about it. But it will it be restored? Or are we looking at it a completely, a redo?
Yeah, well, that's one of the pieces of the project where we're absolutely wanting to respect the past and the history of the facility by staying true to the original, but then to modernize it with what, kids and people need today to put on high-quality performances. Without any question, it will be one of the hallmark parts of that project, and it'll be one of the first things worked on. So there will be a new lobby and entrance to the auditorium, but beyond that, everything is going to be refurbished that currently exists there.
Great, great. All right. Dr. Theron Schutte, thank you.
Thank you.